Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool and calm night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are mild and the sky is clear. Jerusalem is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Haifa remains pleasantly cool. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S.-Iran talks show progress as Pakistan's army chief visits Tehran amid Lebanon ceasefire efforts. That's according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Netanyahu and Trump quietly agreed on a Lebanon ceasefire last week, as reported by Mariv earlier today. Also this hour, Lebanon's buffer zone will expand as Hezbollah strikes continue, says Netanyahu, per the Jerusalem Post from this afternoon. Separately, Israel hits a low point with Democrats in Congress. Axios reports this development just a short while ago. And finally, Hungary's new leader signals a shift from Orbán's unconditional support for Israel. This story comes from I-24 News earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Major General Dana Pittard discussed the direction of the Iran conflict amid mixed diplomatic signals and increased U.S. military deployments. This was posted by Al Arabiya English just minutes ago. Honest Reporting commented earlier that the Gaza flotilla, initially sold as a humanitarian mission, now faces allegations raising questions about its true intentions. From the Belaz, more information emerged from Fox, confirming reports that Iran used a Chinese spy satellite to target U.S. bases in the Middle East last month. Now for more on those stories. Starting with U.S.-Iran relations. Ynet reports that discussions are showing progress towards a potential framework deal. This comes as tensions in Lebanon affect regional stability. The outcome of these talks could influence future diplomatic engagements in the Middle East. Turning to the Netanyahu-Trump agreement, Mariv reveals the leaders secretly agreed on a broader process beyond the temporary ceasefire in Lebanon. This underscores the ongoing strategic partnership between Israel and the United States. The implications for regional politics are significant. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel plans to expand a buffer zone in Lebanon. This move aims to support the Druze community amid ongoing Hezbollah strikes. The situation remains tense, with potential humanitarian impacts. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlights strained relations between Israel and Democrats in the U.S. Congress. Lawmakers express unease over continued military funding. This could affect future U.S.-Israel defense collaborations. Finally, I-24 News covers Hungary's new leader signaling a policy shift from Orbán's former stance. This change isn't necessarily negative for Netanyahu, as it could lead to more balanced diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Japan will take Toshiba and Mitsubishi into weapon manufacturing. This decision marks a significant shift in Japan's arms export policy, potentially impacting global markets. Separately, CTEC reports that Taboola is laying off 100 employees as it focuses on AI product development. The company aims to expand its deeper dive service with major media partners. And finally, Globes reveals that the IDF will issue a tender for 12,000 Israeli-made assault drones. This move aligns with Israel's strategic focus on drone warfare. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.